All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's get to it. The Bruce Feldman report that really isn't a report, but this is what happens when media wants to make the news instead of reporting the news. A high-ranking official at LSU says they like Mel Tucker. Cool. So do about 100 schools right now. And so it begins. So, look, I'll be very straight with you on this. I don't care. Like, I'd much rather have a coach that people want than a coach that you can't get rid of. And some of you know what I'm talking about. And I also, like, if you're a Spartan, you got to kind of nut up here. MSU's a top 20 job. It's a top 20 football program. Top 20 in revenue, top 20 in attendance. And no, it's not LSU. But it ain't Coastal Carolina. No. And it ain't this stepping stone deal. That's a narrative. Now, Nick Saban, well, I mean, look.
No, you're right.
Perlis used it as leverage in the mid to late 80s to get back to the NFL. It didn't happen. Nick left. He took a better job. LSU is a great job. But here's the problem in all of this. Okay, first of all, I don't believe Mel Tucker is seriously going to leave a second year in. Oh, well, he left Colorado after what? That's Colorado. Okay? One is a methadone clinic. The other is like the Four Seasons. Right. All right?
They basically tripled the pot for his salary and the assistant coach's salary.
I will tell you this. I don't fear it. I'm fine. It's leverage. He's 7-0. He's in the top 10. If I were his agent, I'd be angling for more money. I'd be angling for a better deal. And if Michigan State wants to be serious about football, don't cry about it. Be about it. Do what you need to do. Now, mind you, MSU could still end up 9-3, 8-4, and then the extension wouldn't look so good. How do I know that? It's called Scott Frost. That's how they got there with him. They extended him too quickly. But at MSU, he's got something he's never going to have at LSU. He's got complete authority. Mm-hmm. And I'm not being disrespectful of your close personal friend, Alan Haller, but the reality is Alan works for him. You go to LSU, you will never have that kind of power. Ed Orgeron brought them a national title 2 years ago.
Less than 2 years.
He was paid $17 million to get out. And I know what's coming out, and I'm here to tell you. Ed Orgeron and how much he does or does not love Vagine has nothing to do with this. It has to do, he ain't winning.
What is Vagine?
Oh, Vagine.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. So it's Kindergarten Cop, Kenny. It's a fabulous film. The point I'm making is he's out because he ain't winning. Mm-hmm. COVID was a disaster, but they still took it serious, and they're out here this year. And he bought his ass out before he had a chance to turn it around against Florida, and he won, mind you, giving up 42 points. So, look.
And if you want the rest of this money, yeah, you're going to finish the year out.
Now, look, I get it. Detroit media, they're going to do what they do best. They're going to drink Michigan's dirty bathwater, and they're going to push this narrative in the lead up to the Spartans and Wolverines. Why? It's a helpful distraction. People like Wojo, I know what Wojo's going to do before Wojo does it. Well, he hasn't denied it yet.
It could happen.
So do what you need to do, because we all know what the reality is. The reality is you don't say it to each other. But when you all go to your respective caves that you live in and you have that quiet moment and you're watching TV and you become introspective, you're scared of Mel Tucker. That's really the problem. You want him gone. Yeah, hell, many of you don't even want your current head coach, but the difference is nobody wants his lunatic ass. Yeah. Nobody wants Jim Harbaugh. The school begged him to get an NFL job. And you know what everyone said? Nope, no thank you. So I get it. You don't want Tuck there because Tuck is inconvenient. You just thought you had gotten rid of MSU. Yep. And Mark was dead, and he was gone, and the program, everything would go back to its proper perspective. Because here's the reality of the situation locally. Michigan fan and Michigan media, they are the old white couple who yearns for the neighborhood to just be the way it used to be before those people moved in.
Make the Big Ten great again.
You don't want MSU to exist. You don't want, it's the truth. You just want you and Ohio State, Big Two, Little Eight, everything else is an inconvenience. You've always done everything you can do to get rid of MSU. That's why you wouldn't even let us into the Big Ten. And that's why you were part of who narked us in the 70s. The point is, this is inconvenient for you. So Mel Tucker's a problem. You can say what it is. He beat your ass last year. And he's got a program that all you jackals are out here going, you're going to go 3-9, and he's got him 7-0. It's a problem. Oh, well, what about the recruiting? I don't know what about it. State's nestled inside the top 15, and he's just getting warmed up. So here's what's going to happen now. We're going to make something out of nothing. LSU's got a big list of candidates. Dave Aranda, Jimbo Fisher, Joe Brady, hell, Luke Fickle. I don't care, hire whoever they want.
Dabo.
But if Mel wants to be here, he can leverage this into more money. He will have complete authority, complete autonomy, and he ain't going to get fired for not winning a natty in 2 years.
No.
You want to go to LSU, and I'll add this point too, and I know Rico and I talked about this, and I hope it's okay I say it on the air because I do think it's reality. I'm not sure how hip I'd be to being a black coach in the Deep South. Mm-hmm. Say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It's just not where I'd want to be. And you could say whatever you like. Well, times have changed. Have they?
No, they really haven't. But, you know.
The hiring practices in the SEC, take a look at it. Sly Kroom got a little bit of a shot at Mississippi State, and they got rid of him with the quickness.
Right.
So you can do what you want. If Mel wants to leave, he can leave. But I'm not going to do this game where somehow we turn this into he's the leader in the clubhouse. I don't think he is.
No.
Where, oh, my God, there's no comparison.
I think he's on the list.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, and it's I wouldn't go down there. And if you're sitting here saying, I can't believe because people accuse me of playing the race card this weekend when I was talking to Jimmy Cookies over the
but
weekend.
But it's real.
Yeah, I'm not playing the race card when, if you want to know what the rich boosters think like, take a look at the NFL emails. That was recent. That's what you see. That's what's being talked about. So they didn't want Orgeron, who's a native son of Louisiana. He's gone after 2 years.
If Tucker, it's because he brought a girlfriend to practice.
Right.
Yeah, or because they're giving up 50 a game and the program's eroding in front of their eyes.
In the SEC, Tucker goes 7-5, 8-4.
9-3. Gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. So, no, that was just one of the reasons. I'm like, yeah, right now I can't see a brother going down to the SEC and coaching. And if you do, you're going to have a very quick hook. It's not the SEC. See Charlie Strong at Texas.
Now, look, money-wise, here's the deal. Anyone offers to double your salary, and Mel Tucker's somewhere between $5 and $6 million. I mean, if they make him the first $10 million coach, hey, man, I'll tip my cap.
Yep.
Do your thing, man.
I'll drive it to the airport.
The bottom line is, I think he can leverage it into a raise. I think he probably needs to come out and put a bullet in it. Because now it's going to take on a life of its own.
But here's the thing.
And he'll get asked about it by the Detroit media in a way that Harbaugh never was asked about his contract. It'll come up. Watch. This is the perfect lead up into the Michigan game. There'll be this, and the Detroit media will be all too willing to be used by this and push it.
Yeah. I look at this, Mike, and you're right. If he all of a sudden gets $12 million, $10, $12 million, hey, then you got to go.
See, I'll be back.
But He's going to be allowed to build a team. He's going to be allowed to do whatever he wants. He's got a $32 million upgrade coming to the football building. He's got two billionaires who are basically fighting to donate money to the athletic program. You're in good with the athletic director. You're in good with the basketball coach who really runs the athletic department. Life is good for him.
And you got the AD you want.
And you know, right, the AD you want. And yeah, you got Ohio State. You beat Ohio State, you got that's your path to the college football playoffs. Let's just be real about it. You, Penn State, Michigan, they're all in there. You beat the Buckeyes, right, which is his mentality. I got to beat the Buckeyes. I got to beat the Buckeyes. You go down there. If you, the pressure, I can't take the job just knowing you fired a man who just won you the Natty.
The other problem for Mel would be if he did look at taking that job seriously. You left Colorado after 1 year. You left State after two. You're in your third spot in 4 years. That's going to catch up to you. Yeah. And I get it. He's always bounced around, but it's different when you're bouncing as a coordinator or you're an interim head coach and you right. get fired in Jacksonville, whatever it may be. You need to be careful. Now, look, I think he'll leave State at some point. I've never been one of these guys who think coaches stay 20 years. I remember fans had themselves convinced Mark would be there until he was 80, and it's like, you're nuts. I think
maybe Mark comes back.
I think Mel just – no, I think if Mel gets it rolling at MSU, I think the bigger thing you'd have to worry about would be the NFL. It would be Sundays. Mm. That's his background. I think there's an ego alignment there. And look,
I can see that.
I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable with that. If you're a State fan, you need to be comfortable with that.
Right, because here's the thing. So long as he's good, he's going to be on everybody's list.
Correct.
So it comes with the territory. It's why, like him or not, every year, James Franklin's name comes up.
Right. Well, the funniest part,
it's why
too,
Urban's name used to come up when he was at Ohio State.
Funniest part this morning. So Stoney and Jansen are talking about it. And John just can't say enough what a great opportunity it'd be at LSU. What a wonderful thing it would be. Mel has to listen, da-da-da-da-da. And Stoney, to his credit, because John's on payroll at U of M, it's good for John if Mel leaves. And Stoney goes, yeah, but wait a second. Well, what if Miami fires Brian Flores? Like, wouldn't Miami be a great spot for Harbaugh?
Screeching.
Hulk. You may as well have had a DJ scratch. all of a sudden, Harbaugh's not leaving. Yes, yeah, because no one wants him, John.
Well, he stayed. He took a pay cut.
Yeah.
He's got unfinished business.
Right. Guys take 50% pay cuts to prove points. Or not. it's just laughable. Like, at least I'm honest about it. Like, hey, if LSU comes calling with a $10 million offer, you got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, now, State could try to match. I think you put yourself in a terrible position. But I just don't think this discussion is anywhere near that discussion. Being on the list of who they're interested in, guess what? USC's got a big list. So here's what Mel could do. You could easily get yourself a restructured deal here in short order and make the announcement before the Michigan game and be done with it. Mm-hmm. If Mel wants to stay at Michigan State, it's probably a good idea to just say it.
But see, here's the only problem with that, Mike. Even if he comes out with that.
They won't believe him because he did the same at Colorado.
Right. Right there.
I got you.
Yeah. He could say, I'm here. I don't care about any of this. I'm going to be a Spartan head coach. I'm on to Michigan. But you did this in Colorado. Yes, I did, but this is different.
Yeah.
They're paying me a lot more money.
So if you want to rap about it, we can. I think it's much ado about nothing currently, but that's okay. Let your friends in the Detroit media tell you that Mel's gone and State is a stepping stone and yada, yada, yada.
Are you worried?
No, I'm not.
No, not you, but yes, that was the question I got all weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.